something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Listen, why speaking in tongues is so vital. Man's words are too corrupt for God. Man's prayer comes out like an abomination to God. But we don't know this. So in his mercy, he listens to us as we release words chosen by this word. And many times, when you hear people say, my prayer didn't go above the ceiling, maybe that's what they're trying to express. But you know, it seems to bounce. And so they speak. They just have this sense of understanding that it's not going anywhere. So what? You pray in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, there are words not chosen from this world, but words from the Holy Ghost. Didn't you notice that in writing the scriptures for us, the Bible says they were not written in words of men, but in words carefully chosen by the Holy Spirit? The construction of scripture was given to us by the Holy Ghost. Didn't you read it? So our communication from our hearts are not enough. So we're just giving it to God the way we want to. But God doesn't think that way. Here you are praying with your selfishness. So you present the words of God in all your selfishness. You want a shop. Why do you want it? Because you are competing with your neighbor. You see it? So, oh God, I really want this shop. So you are competing with your neighbor, and God sees the worldliness of your presentation. Are you following what I'm telling you? And so he cannot answer you. Okay, tell him you want a shop, but then let the spirit begin to put words that are decent enough to communicate the deepest needs of your heart. Instead of presenting selfishness to God, you want a child because you want to fight your mother-in-law. Yes, it is true you have not been able to have a child. But the reason you now want a child is for your mother-in-law to know that you serve a living God. Your mother-in-law. Is it only your mother-in-law that must know? Are you following what I'm telling you? And so, when you are presenting that prayer to God, it comes worldly. And God distances himself from your prayer. And you wonder why you're praying and praying and praying and praying. And it's not working. You want to grow the church because you're competing with another church over there? And so, why is God going to answer you? There's too much worldliness in it. So, he's given us the Holy Spirit to give us a prayer language. Let me show you something. Book of Romans. Did you notice how that the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews how that Jesus offered himself through the Holy Spirit to God? He offered himself through the Holy Ghost. Maybe another day I'll talk to you about that. When you give to God, how you do it through the Holy Ghost, how you minister through the Holy Ghost. I've taught you before a long time ago. Maybe you go get the tapes. And I explained ministering through the Spirit and the Spirit ministering through us. And I explained that there were two different things. I hope you remember. Yeah, I said open the book of Romans. Let me quickly show you this. Maybe you are praying for your family. Let me tell you, God doesn't want you in competition with anybody. Do you understand? Because every one of us is unique. We're not the same. None of us was made to be a copy. Do you understand? So you are not there to replace another person. Are you hearing me? There's something different about your life. And because of that uniqueness, you don't need to compete with someone else. You have come to the kingdom. Listen, you know, Esther was told by Mordecai, don't think that you will escape more than the rest of the Jews if you don't do anything now. Then he said, who knows? Who knows if you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? What does that mean? He says, we don't know. Maybe God plans that in the process of time, when the Jews will be in trouble, there will be an Esther for their deliverance. He is saying, or he was saying, Mordecai was saying to Esther, who knows? Maybe this was what God raised you for. He says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I have come at the appointed time. Does that occur to you? Have you ever said that to yourself? I came at the right time. Thank God, I came at the right time. I'm here to fulfill destiny. I came at the right time. Hallelujah. I was still in the secondary school, still in my teenage years, when I was saying, the world needs me. The world needs me. That's when I was saying that. So I caught that vision pretty early. I could see it. One day I wrote in my diary, I was born as an answer to the cry of millions. God heard their cry, and I was born. So I've come at the right time. And when you have that kind of idea, what happens is, you know that your life is programmed to save souls. Your life is programmed to help people. Your life is programmed to be a succor to others. Then you don't join those who are always asking and begging, please give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. No. You were born for a reason. You were born for a purpose. Are you hearing what I'm telling you now? You came at the right time. You are not a mistake on the scene. Are you hearing me? No, it's not a mistake at all. Maybe your father and your mother were not preparing for you, but God was preparing for you. Hallelujah. He knew you were coming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. You came at the right time. Mordecai said to Esther, who knows if you are coming to the kingdom for such a time as this, a time of bitterness, a time of sadness, a time of sorrow, but we are looking to you for deliverance. Then he said, but if you will not do it, then shall deliverance come to the Jews from some other place. I want to fulfill my destiny, and I will. Hallelujah. I will, by the help of the Holy Ghost, I will. He's working in me to make it happen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I will. I was born for a reason. I will fulfill my destiny in Christ Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Nothing will stop you. Make up your mind. Nothing will stop you. You will fulfill your destiny. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I said I want to read something to you. Let me quickly read it to you. Romans chapter number 16. Did I say 16? 15, sorry. Chapter number 15. I'm reading to you from verse 15. Book of Romans chapter number 15 from verse 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. What's it saying? See, the Gentiles were given to Paul. In other words, he was given a ministry to the Gentiles, which meant that he would present to God his fruits from among the Gentiles. And it says that the offering up of the Gentiles may be acceptable to God. In other words, Lord, that my ministry will be acceptable to you, that my preaching, that my teaching, that the souls I'm winning, that the work I'm doing will be acceptable to you, being sanctified of the Holy Ghost. And I pray to God from time to time. And I say, Lord, sanctify my work. Take away everything that is not of God from it, so that it will be acceptable unto you. So that on the day of the revelation of Christ, when I stand before the Master to present my work, it will be free of every wrong motive. Everything that was dirty, everything that was wrong, that was not of Christ, presented before God, sanctified of the Holy Ghost. May your work be sanctified of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's one of the reasons we pray in tongues. So that as we present our words to God, the Holy Ghost will help us speak the right words, that will be free of all wrong motives, that will be free of everything that's carnal. He alone knows that language. And then he goes to the deepest part of our nature to pull out that which is of God and takes away everything that is of the flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then before long, from praying in tongues, you go to the next level. And that level, it's not something that you do by yourself. But as you yield yourself more and more to God, you find that from speaking in tongues, you break.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the nearest VAG 621-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-7373-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.
What happens there? The outer case, the shell, is broken. You see, when you crack like that, you will know it. You find yourself from When that happens, you know something has just transpired. The outer shell has just cracked. Why? The Holy Ghost is moving this thing right into your spirit. And the next thing you know is, words are no longer coming out. All you're doing is groaning and groaning and groaning and groaning. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But you know what? As we pray, the Holy Ghost bears us up. He bears us up. Hallelujah. With groanings that cannot be uttered. And Papa God, who knows the heart of the spirits, He knows what's in the mind of the spirits, that's making intercession for us according to the will of God. And so we know, hallelujah, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And so what? I'm praying now. Rando ba shata talamaye boste. Rida la baba ba yagala ba sonda la ba shata. Go ahead and pray. Oh, glory to God. Sande boste.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's something more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold, more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the heart of man.
yours, Jehovah, I am yours. I'm yours, Jehovah, I am yours. You set my feet on solid rock. There is no more fear, no more death. I am the righteousness of God. No more fear, no more death. I am the righteousness of God. Lord, I'm yours. This is the year of the Spirit. Is that right? It is the year of the Holy Ghost in your life. And the Holy Ghost will manifest himself in your life in a tremendous way. Shout amen. Hallelujah. You are moving by the supernatural act of God, by the mighty hand of God. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Just keep those hands up. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. We appreciate you, Lord. You have touched our lives in a special way. We are blessed. Lord, we are blessed. Thank you for touching our lives. We have received the word. We are changed. We are not the same. We have made progress. And we are grateful to you. I pray for your children tonight. They will grow from strength to strength, from grace to grace, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything they put their hands upon to do will prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus. They will fulfill their calling. They will fulfill their destiny in God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you will fulfill your destiny. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you are protected in your going out and in your coming in. The hand of God rests upon you to keep you in all your ways. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61, 19147, behind Sollentuna, Hultsfred. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.